the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, we're delighted to have Una Leonard back with us. It's been a few years, but she has a new book, which is called Good Together, Delicious Recipes for the Moments That Matter. Una, how are you keeping? You well?
How are you? Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, we're delighted to have you back, and because we know that your food is so delicious and you do great pastries and all the rest
of
it.
The whole lot.
The whole lot, which is all in the book. But I love also the reason why you did this book. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you did the book seems to have come from a conversation that you had with a stranger at a time when you were with your mother.
Yeah.
When she was having chemotherapy.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, please.
So it was last November, and we've had many years of going off to oncology. So this was one particular day, we were sitting in the waiting room and a lady came in and she had like an extra joy about her. And you don't really see that when you're in a chemo ward or on oncology. And she got in the seat beside us. So mam was hooked up to her line and this lady was hooked up to her line. And we kind of knew by looking at her, and we looked over and we were like, is it your last one? And she was like, yeah. And she was delighted. And she just started speaking then to mam about the things she was looking forward to when she was going to finish her chemo. And that was the simplest things. And this
what sort of things?
Just food, a cup of tea, a slice of toast, a cream bun. It was, and mam and this lady just spoke about all of these really, really simple things as I sat back and listened to them. I was like, we take that for granted, all of these. And they were sitting back looking forward to having that. So that's when it kind of dawned on me. I was like, that's what I want to write the book about. I want to write it about things that are going to bring people together, whether it's for a big celebration, a small celebration, or just sitting around having a cup of tea and enjoying a bun.
And I think you say as well that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so you might as well live for today.
That's it. Well, I suppose we kind of have to take that mindset on now. We're at a difficult stage of mom's journey. So she's put off a good 8-year battle. But earlier this year, we were kind of left from the hospital and we're in palliative care now at home. And if you don't have some sort of hope, you have to have a mindset of nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. And like, we really need to be in the present because that's what we have. And if you think about any other side of it, it does get down on you and it takes too much out of you. So I think the best thing to do is think about now.
How is she?
I'm going to say, and this is the way I answer it to everybody, because it's probably one of the hardest questions you can get asked, is in our minds, she's grand, but she's putting on such a fight. She's some trooper. She's incredibly positive. And yeah, we're so proud of her.
And how are you? Because she was so strong for you mm-hmm. when you had your own problems. And we've spoken before about mental health issues that you had when you were younger.
Yeah.
And she was always there for you. So that really has, I suppose, strengthened the bond you have, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mam lives for her 4 babies, as we call them, and we're all in our 30s now. Her life is us and it always has been us. So I suppose it's really difficult to watch someone going through what she's going through. It's not easy, but again, you have to look at it as we're lucky we have what we have, and we're lucky that we have the memories that we have, and we're still making them. It's not easy. We're not going to pretend it's easy, but again, I get to get up and do something I love every single day. So I'm lucky on that regard as well. I go into work every day and I'm surrounded by people that are there for me. They're not just part of my team, they support me as well, and they know when the days are bad or the days are good, or if I just need to drop everything and go home to her. So yeah, I'm in a good place because I have so many amazing people around me.
And she was very grateful to you as well, wasn't, for making her an Instagram star.
Yeah. Mam loves nothing more than being noticed out in the public. Like, I didn't think she would. And I remember one day she came home from, like, I think it was one of the supermarkets, anyway, and she was like, you will never guess what. The woman at the till recognised me. She loves us.
What's her name again?
Pauline.
Pauline, okay. Yeah. Just so we'll say.
We can call her Mam either.
Well, I know. We say, Pauline, I wish her the best. Very good. There's something else I have to say, which I'm fascinated by in reading about you recently that you've done. Tell us about where you now are headquartered in Mullingar, because I think this is a great example of what needs to be done in Irish rural towns.
Yes, so there was a fantastic building at the very centre of Mullingar. It was an old Bank of Ireland. And I took over that building at the start of the year. So we renovated. I've been on a building site for the last 7 or 8 months. And we got it opened only in the last couple of weeks. But yeah, we went from a 10-seater, which now will be a 120-seater.
Wow, that's a big undertaking.
That's a big undertaking.
But I love the idea, because this is all around the country. There are so many of these old bank buildings, which were beautiful bank buildings, which were the centres of towns, you know, alongside all the various shops. And since the banks started shutting them all over the place, a lot of them have been left redundant, even falling derelict.
Yeah.
And yet this can be a sort of a centrepiece for Mullingar, can't it?
And so many people remember it as the bank, and the amount of people that come in and they're like, I remember coming in here with my mum or my granny and that, and they're looking up. Now, the building itself is beautiful. Like, if you'd done nothing with it, it was still one of those buildings that you walked into and you looked up and you went, wow, it's stunning. So to be able to have a space that now everybody can come to and enjoy and sit in, and you can hear the buzz around it again, it's
amazing. How have you done up? What have you done with it?
So I put my own touch on it. So I kept it quite, I'm going to say, French, kind of antique-y, but a bit of a modern twist on it. It's a bit quirky, but it's my style. It's very homely and warm and welcoming. We've big tables of like 14. So we want it to be like one of those community areas that people will sit around and you don't know who you're going to be speaking to, who's going to be sitting beside you. You also have your booths, which are for families, and you can sit into them. But these big tables are for that. They're for sharing moments, meeting people, having conversations. And I'm looking forward to seeing that unfold.
And what are you selling in there? Coffee and what?
So we're doing coffees and all of our pastries and treats and everything that we've already done on Mount Street. But we do hope to, and in the next couple of weeks, we'll introduce a brunch menu. And then we have an interior side of it being opened in the next couple of weeks as well.
How hard is it to set up a business like that in Mullingar? Presumably, you mean you had to persuade the bank as well, did you, for finance for this?
Yes, I love waiting to do. I did. Now, in fairness, I've been looking for a bigger space, because we had taken 3 units in Mullingar and we were kind of outgrowing every space we had. So every time business opportunities were coming to me, it was always the case of, we don't have space to take it on, or we don't have space to do it. So it's not that I haven't been looking. And then when this came up, I knew it was the right place. I knew it was the right time. And I didn't know if I could afford it or not. I'm not going to lie. I actually winged it for the first couple of weeks with the hope that a loan would come true, and it did. We're lucky that my business is in a really good financial situation. So when we put in for the loans, everything came true, yeah.
How big is the business now? Because you also have a location very close to here in Dublin, don't you, in the Powers Court Town Centre?
We do, yeah. So we have that side of it. We have a large corporate
site. So what's the name of that business again?
22 Temp Patisserie also as well. And we have a wedding side of it. We do custom cakes. We have our store in Dublin and Powers Court. We're setting up a small wholesale side of it, which runs off a different name. And then we have our wedding cakes. So we're going to add to that. So we're adding savoury food and then interiors. And I'll probably keep going, because there's always things
Where
I want
did
to do.
All this business intuition come from?
I don't know. It's one of those things that I kind of, my cup is full when I'm continuously doing. And the more space I get, and the more I'm able to do, I keep coming up with more ideas. And these are all things I love to do. It's not like I'm just pulling an idea out of the air. I'm like, I'm really passionate about these things. So I think I have an idea of how I'm going to be able to pull it together. And I kind of like the challenge of it.
But how much time now do you get to actually making food?
That much time in the kitchen, not so much, but working on the team in the kitchen and working with them. I kind of work on the business rather than in the business now. I do like to get back into the kitchen as much as I can, because that's my creative place and that's where I'm at ease and that's what I like to do. Like on Saturday, I think we were down a staff member, so I got behind the coffee machine for the day. So I'm usually that person when someone rings in sick, I'm there. I'll hop in anywhere at all.
So what, you're obviously very ambitious as well, are you?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I'm constantly thinking of new ideas. And once something is done or we're halfway through the project, I'm already on to the next thing. I can't sit still for too long. So I'm very lucky that I have an incredible team around me, because they know to work on the pieces, or they'll pull me back and be like, no, we need to get this up and running first before we jump onto the next idea.
Where did you find time to do the book?
Actually, the book was, I have no idea why I thought it was going to work like this. So Mam was really sick in November and she was in hospital for quite a while. So I thought, in my head, Mam would come home and stay with me and I would be in the kitchen. Like, this was never going to happen. I'd be in the kitchen at home just creating the recipes and writing them down and writing the book. I didn't at that time have signed for the old bank building. So that kind of all happened together. And then I ended up with no time. But it worked. It worked in the end.
Tell us a little bit about the recipes you've put into the book and why you've actually chosen these. Well, you've told us why you've chosen them, but give us examples of the type of things that you think are suitable for sort of family and friends getting together.
Yes, I'm actually going to speak about one recipe. I was flicking through the book earlier and it reminded me of it again. So my neighbour, Imelda, used to make these buns for us. They're called cheesecake buns. So they have a pastry base, jam in the middle and like a Victoria mix on the top of it. They were our childhood staple. Like, we used to have to go out and like weed the whole path and we'd come running back in and them buns were always ready for us. They were absolutely beautiful. So that was a recipe that I was trying to make up and come together with, but we ate plenty of them.
And what other things? Because you've got all sorts of things going from what you call Sunday mornings, doing things like croissants and buns and things. And then you go into things, you've loads of sausage rolls.
I've sausage rolls. Because they're our bestseller in the shop. So we had to put them into that book, including our cinnamon rolls as well. That was the only other thing that wasn't in the last book I wrote that everybody was looking for. And the almond croissants. And then we went into loads of savoury bits. So if I'm going to a party or if I'm hosting a party, I like to have like big bowls of food that everybody can pull out of and share. So we have one full chapter dedicated to that. So it's loads of different salads. You can bring it to a barbecue, you can bring it to any sort of party at all. And it's kind of a sharing bowls.
Because there are things, I suppose, more modern, like chorizo and chili relish sausage rolls. Yeah. As far from that, you were probably rare. But there are lots of things like old-fashioned favourites, like a Black Forest Swiss roll, pavlova cake with berries and cream. Yeah. These are all the mum's cheat baked Alaska. These are mam's cheats, I got that right. Sorry, excuse me. And all sorts of things that I suppose that are 20th century favourites and remain that way in the 21st century.
Yeah, well, they're definitely favourites in our house anyway, especially the baked Alaska, because that comes out for every single birthday party in our house.
Well, it's a beautifully produced book. There are some beautiful photographs which make you hungry just looking at them. How difficult are all these things to make?
I'm going to say all the chapters from the start until the second last one are easy enough until you get to the celebration cakes. So I've one chapter at the end and it's a showstopper cake. So if you do want to teach yourself how to make a cake, I show you how to stack it and fill it, creme coat it, and then put your buttercream and finish it off as a hybrid cake. There's loads of pictures in it, so you should see each direction.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the chocolate ganache drip cake and that is not easy to make.
No, but you give it a good go.
I say this as the son of a confectioner, so there you go. All right. It has been great seeing you again, Ula Nennert, and best wishes to your mother as well.
Thank you.
The book is Good Together, Delicious Recipes for the Moments That Matter.
Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.